Boston's Museum of Fine Arts is offering new U.S. citizens a year's free membership. It's part of an initiative aimed at fostering diversity, as the museum's own strategic plan states that 80% of its employees and visitors are white. WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia follows a family of new Americans who've joined the MFA program.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation.
Among the dozens of immigrants taking the oath to become an American citizen at Faneuil Hall this month was 27-year-old Hiwat Behaptu. After the ceremony, Behaptu tells me she didn't expect to feel as emotional as she did.
I feel it from my heart.
I feel like an American inside.
Yeah, I never thought about it that I will be like this, but I feel it.
Behaptu and her husband came to the U.S. in 2011 from Ethiopia. She learned English, took job training from a nonprofit, and now works as a bank teller. Her husband, Astatke, drives Uber and is going to school to become a biolab technician. Their 4-year-old son was born in the States.
The reason we came here is because it's the land of opportunity. So for me, being a citizen is the key to use those all opportunities.
One of those opportunities is at the Museum of Fine Arts, where I meet Behaptu a few days later, as she signs up for the new Citizens Program. The program gives her and her husband a free year-long membership, which usually costs between $115 and $274.
Hi, what's your name?
Hiwat.
Hiwat.
Hiwat? Yes. My name is Doreen.
The MFA's guide chair, Doreen McCourt, leads Behaptu on a tour of the museum, showing her Donatello marble carvings, delicate oil paintings, and Egyptian sculptures of King Menkaure and his queen from 2400 BC.
And they're just gazing out so peacefully and calmly and confidently for all of eternity together.
It doesn't even look that old.
And in the contemporary wing of the museum, artist Jonathan Borofsky's sculptures look like people flying above museum visitors.
They're high enough up that they're not seeing the boundaries, they're not seeing walls between the countries. They're seeing the earth as one.
That reminded me of something Behaptu had told me earlier. She's aware of becoming a citizen at such a divided time in the U.S., and she even has mixed feelings about President Trump, whom she admires as a straight shooter.
He's up front and he will let you know everything. I like this about him.
But Behaptu disagrees with Trump's hard stance on immigration. Under his proposed skill-based immigration system, Behaptu wouldn't be allowed into the country, and she's met people facing deportation.
Sending people who's been living here for a while and they have all their families, sending back those people is something that makes me sick.
Back on the museum tour, the grand finale is a room filled with work from the Revolutionary War, including Paul Revere's Liberty Bowl. It commemorates the Massachusetts lawmakers who paved the way to independence by writing a letter to the other colonies calling for protest against the English crown.
It was the Massachusetts legislature that sent that letter to the other colonies saying, you know, we should protest the Townshend Act.
So we weren't the leaders.
We were the leaders. That's Revolutionary Boston. Yeah. That's us.
It's very good.
Now it's you too.
Yeah, me too. We're the leaders.
After the tour, Behaptu tells me she hadn't been to a museum since she left Ethiopia. She says it brought out a part of her she hadn't experienced in a long time.
Today I feel so happy. I feel like I came back to that, you know, myself.
If you were to say to me, what is one of the measures of success for the citizenship program, I would say, you know, in 5 or 7 years, maybe some of our new members will become members of our staff or gallery guides, or that somehow there would be a virtuous continuum.
That's the MFA's director, Matthew Teitelbaum, who's hoping the new citizens program will diversify the very white MFA. For Behaptu, the museum visit did more than expose her to new art. It made her feel like she was a part of something.
It feels like we, not they. Yeah. It's just we. I feel it's me, too.
So far, 37 new citizens and their families have signed up for the program since it started in June. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.